Yakanane Yakanak.
A very good morning to you all.
I would like to take my time this morning to appreciate one and all, especially the standing officers who are serving this church. Before we read our scripture this morning, I'd like to greet you all with a quotation if it's loaded already. The church is going through troublesome waters. But the scripture says, heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. When I researched that scripture, it means before there was a problem, God already had the solution. God already knows who's going to be pastor in this church. So relax. I'm not here to influence you in any way to say that candidate or that candidate. I actually don't even know who the candidates are. But God knows. So I want to read the quotation that you all know. But I specialize in context within the context. You will see how far you know the quote as we read it. And then I'm going to come in and bring something out of the same quote, which I trust will settle you a little bit. Will make you rally behind the deacon board and the chairman of the deacon board while waiting for a pastor to be elected. 1963 church order.
Church order 1963.
Paragraph 133. Now remember, the deacon is a policeman. Everybody knows that part. Amen. But watch the next line. And a deacon's office is actually more strict than most any office in the church. That's the second part I would like to emphasize before we go into the word. It's more strict than most any office in the church. So he's comparing the deacon's office to the rest of the other offices. He's not comparing the deacon to the pastor. The needle doesn't go this way, it goes this way. So the deacon's office is stricter than the trustee treasurer. It's stricter than the musicians and the. So common sense tells you that if there is no pastor yet, there is an office that's stricter than the rest of them. The acting chief of the deacon board. Don't let anybody confuse you. If the pastor is the final authority, and the deacon's office is stricter than all the other rest, so if there's no pastor yet, the deacon, head of the deacon board, stabilizes the church in conjunction with the ministering brothers in that church. They have to work together with him, or else there'll be a division. Then he says it again. He says, I don't know of an office any more strict than the deacon's office. Amen. That's right, because he's got a real job and he is God's man. He is God's man just as much as the pastor is God's man. There's a prophet hinting that if there is no pastor, the head of the deacon board is as. Are you reading it there? Give God the praise. So this morning, we would like to announce the title. I hope it's loaded, brothers. We are going to title the message this morning and Sunday, Parallels, Part 1 and Part 2.
Chapa msuru we shoko kumaridzo ya nasi ni msuru Sunday. Parallels, Part 1 and Part 2.
Amen. The purpose is...
Chinangwa ndi chiji.
If we can unite you this morning around the messenger of the age, his message, by Sunday when I bring a message on how to choose leaders, at least we shall all have been united under the messenger of the age. Let us take our scripture reading. And it comes from Acts
15:21.
In case there is a visitor here this morning, I want you to take this scripture with you home. Put it in your bag. It's going to sound like we are preaching a man, but the angel said, if you can get the people to believe you, let's read the scripture. For Moses of old time has in every city them that preach him. You would have said it should say preaching Jesus. Sure enough, we preach Jesus. But this one says, Moses of old time has in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogue every Sabbath day.
Moses Wakari, Muguta Roga Roga, Ani Avo Vanomuparidza.
You may enjoy the comfort of your seats while we remain standing. Now, today and Sunday, I won't be preaching. Please help me, my brother. I don't want to preach. I
want to
talk to you. I want to bring my 5 cents worth of help. Maybe it's not a dollar, but just 5 cents.
$5,
thank you, I like that. 5 cents, yeah, brown.
The brown, 5 cents.
Don't point. Forget that I'm Shona speaking too. I'm also just relaxing my nerves. I am not a hired preacher. I'm a local, in case you don't know. I was here when this church started under Innocent Gumbura. And when Innocent wasn't innocent anymore, I was still here. And then it was
Daniel Chatima.
He fell in the lion's den and they consumed him. And then Brother Chesa was elected, I was still here.
Brother Chesa,
now you're about to elect your next pastor. I am still here. I am your brother. By now you know that I don't come to Harare to empty your kitty. Is that right? I am your brother. I have a church of about 1,000 people.
It's
not easy for me just to lead them to go anywhere. But they are in prayer for you, for us to be here with you. So I would like us to revisit our roots. Why are we in the message of the hour? Why have we left our denominations, our lives, whatever it was, past? Why are we here calling ourselves message believers? It is because we are convinced that God has vindicated one man in this hour to be the end time messenger. And this man, as he was introduced in
1933,
the angel said, as John the Baptist, the angel himself made the
parallel.
Amen?
Amen.
So we want to follow that parallel in order to unite the church on this Friday morning. And then do part two on Sunday. Please invite even those who are sitting at home. Let them come on Sunday. Because believe me, after about 46 years of reading scriptures and the message, surely there must have been a bit of a maturity there somewhere. And I'm going to speak in my language now. Mdara agagara pasi. Anobona zviri kure.
When the old man is sitting,
kufuya mujaya.
He sees further than the young man.
He
goes up the tree.
That's why the Bible also says, remove not the ancient marks. Lately we have young people, not even so many years in the message, and they want to attack the old oaks who are standing for years. Whereas in God's plan, he had Simeon live for 80 years. Only to identify, let your servant depart in peace. I have seen him, the Messiah. It didn't take a 20-year-old to say that. Not even 30 or 35. So these scriptures are not written just to fill up the pages of the Bible. When the church goes through certain tumults, certain problems, as much as the new and younger preachers can put an input, we also need the older ones because they've been through some of it. In the message, The Voice of the Sign, we're in 1964. The prophet of God says, God makes a man, the man, the messenger, to catch the people of the hour. That's why we are sitting in message churches. God made William Branham a certain way, and he speaks a certain way. And it caught our attention and we left whatever was behind us to follow a message. He fixes the nature of the prophet to fit the age. The manner he preaches in, how he expresses himself, he makes the man to catch the people of that hour. Can we say amen to that? So we have been gathered by the voice of God through a man called William Marion Branham.
William Branham.
I said a while ago, the angel said, if you can get the people, why not get the people to believe me? Because that angel was going to veil himself behind this
man.
So by believing in a man you can see, you actually were believing in the angel you cannot see. So the words of William Branham aren't so much just the words of an ordinary preacher. We have to take heed. In 1948, the angel of God,
paragraph 28,
he says, the hardest thing to do is to get one mortal to believe in another. The pastor you're going to vote in, you must have 100% confidence in him.
Pastor wamuchagadza, or else the
100%. Church will just go for a while and crumble again.
And
let the brethren who are candidates, I don't know them.
If
you know you are trailing and God's favor is not on you, trailing behind,
for
the love of the people, why don't you give up the race and let the one that seems to be approved of God make it to the position of
pastor.
In Voice of the Sign 1964,
Voice of the Sign 1964,
we speak of the prophet's prophecy, but it's becoming evident that many in the message don't even know the prophet. They want to run around with his prophecy or his quotes, but in their conduct they don't know the man they are quoting. In my life story, the prophet says, Abraham Lincoln was my favorite among all the presidents we've ever had.
Abraham Lincoln,
watch the prophet bring in a parallel. He says, Abraham Lincoln came up the hard way.
Abraham Lincoln akakura makuriro akaomarara.
I had to come up the same way.
Yeni ndakakura makuriro akadaro.
In Melchizedek, the great prince.
Umaridzo Melchizedek, the great prince.
He says, Abraham Lincoln stood on his convictions.
Abraham Lincoln akamira nezvaaitenda.
He stood alone.
Akamira ari oga.
So do I.
Ini nyangwe neniwo zvikara.
So it's becoming clear to us
zvakujeka kwatiri
that he is running parallels.
Kuti vari kufamba mufananidzo.
In COD volume 1,
COD volume 1,
paragraph 132,
paragraph 132,
he's talking about his children to his church.
Vari kutaura pamusoro pevana vavo kukereke yavo.
He says,
vanoti,
now and then I tell my kids,
nguva nenguva ndinoudza vana vangu,
when I cut up with them, meaning when I joke with them,
pandinotamba navo,
I'll say, there are three great men that came out of Kentucky. And they'll say, who? I'll say, Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
I'll say, Daniel Boone.
Daniel Boone.
And then they'll say, who's the third one? And I'll say, your father. It sounds like he's joking, but he's not joking. He is introducing a parallel. Now, it has taken me months, maybe even a year, to study the life of Abraham Lincoln. I had to read through four books. If you are interested in which books these are, I can give them to you
after church.
To prove that the man of God, William Branham, wasn't just joking. There is a sculptor, somebody who cuts into the rock. His name is Goodson Boglam.
Anonzi Goodson Boglam.
He chose a little ridge called Mount Rushmore in North Dakota.
Akaenda ka ridge kadiki kariku Mount Rushmore in North Dakota.
And he began to carve the faces of the four presidents, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, etc.
Dokutanga kuveza zviso zvema president mana Abraham Lincoln.
Well, there is a fifth face he should have cut in there. And you know whose face it should have been. When he didn't cut in the face of the prophet there, God had already cut in the face of his prophet at Sunset
Mount.
Why? Because Jesus said, if you will not declare this gospel, the rocks will cry out. I am trying to unite the church around the messenger first before Sunday. Let us revisit our roots. What brought us here? We said we believe a message. And when we sing the song, we say, all one body are we. So have we suddenly forgotten that we should move as a church, as a body? I like the sculpture's name. Good son.
I am the good son.
Not bad one.
Amen.
Amen. So what are you cutting at in this church? Are you cutting out an image for yourself to draw disciples after yourself? Or are you cutting an image for somebody? Let us unite behind this great one that God has identified. And let the God of that prophet, according to his quotes, choose you the correct pastor. Yes, these are the books I had to read through. The Life of
Lincoln
by Lamont. From Log Cabin to the White House. The third book, A Pioneer Boy and How He Became a President. And the fourth book, Abraham Lincoln by Carnegie. Now let us begin with the comparisons. While we are doing these comparisons, you may lose my underlying motive. My underlying motive is going to be for you to be a pastor. God has to start you where he started David. David was willing to be a sandwich boy. Not with an eye on the throne. Not with an eye on the throne. All he was concerned with was, I am taking sandwiches to my brothers who are in the army. You see, if your motive is to serve, it is God who has the destiny for you. Not serve with the destiny in mind. That is not scripture. David never at all imagined he would end up king someday. Neither did
Abraham Lincoln.
Even when Brother Branham himself started, he only knew that there was something supernatural about his life. But he didn't say, one day I shall be a prophet to the whole world. He moved with God step by step. Until God spoke over him at the river Ohio. Until God took a picture of the pillar of fire with him in Until God took him into the angels in 1963. Your motive has got to be humility first. If you don't start with humility first, you will be a pastor for a while. And there will be an earthquake hit that church. We must be servants first. So was Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln grew up near the Ohio River. 100 years later, William Branham grew up near the Ohio River.
William Branham akakurira pa Ohio River.
In my life story,
paragraph 16,
the prophet says, Abraham Lincoln was born 100 miles from me.
Abraham Lincoln akazvarwa 100 miles.
You are going to see that between William Branham and Abraham Lincoln, there's always 100. Amen?
Amen.
And here we start. When you check the map of Kentucky, where Abraham Lincoln lived, and 100 miles after, and 100 years after, 100 miles and 100 years after, Brother Branham lived on a straight line from one place to the other. Straight line. If your testimony has not been straight, since you are in the message, for God's sakes, do you think God's people are actually dumb? It is God who establishes a man from the beginning to the end. Your testimony must be without kinks, must be a straight line. Amen? Brother Branham says, I am like Abraham Lincoln.
COD 1180.
He says, I am like Abraham Lincoln. I believe that men were born equal. I am a southerner. So was Abraham Lincoln. You see, if you don't know the history of America, which was as the history of South Africa, you will not understand why he puts in, I am a southerner. But this is our opportunity this morning. Southerners were the ones who kept the slaves. Southerners were the ones who had racial hatred based on skin color. So he's declaring openly that though I am a southerner, I love my brother, no matter the color of his skin. Hallelujah! We were singing a while ago, my brother and I. We were singing a while ago, my pastor and I. You are already prophesying. Abraham is seven letters.
Abraham, my letter seven.
Lincoln is seven letters.
Lincoln, seven letters.
William is seven letters.
William, seven letters.
Branham is seven letters.
Branham, seven letters.
Abraham Lincoln's forefathers came from Ireland.
Abraham Lincoln akabaku Ireland.
Brother Branham's forefathers came from Ireland.
Wana Branham wakabaku Ireland.
There is already a parallel running. What am I doing this for? To show you that both these men's end was destined of God. All men are born with gifts within them.
When we
were shooting marbles in the streets, sister, you were playing basketball before you even knew of the message. God already knew this one will be a pastor, this one will be an evangelist. This God already knew that. God already knew that sister was shooting basketball there. She'll end up the wife of a deacon, the wife of a pastor. God already knew that. So sometimes I don't know why we must get so excited. Why must there be factions at Eastleigh? If we believe in this God who knows all things, you have a right to express who you may prefer, but don't fight about it. Don't go on social media and down that one and down that one. Don't do that. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Before there was a problem, God had the answer already. Let's stay together and wait for God's answer. We were just fellowshipping the other day. Somebody was asking me, Brother George, when you stood at the Eastleigh pulpit during the funeral,
Brother George, pamakamira pulpit yeko Eastleigh pa funeral,
why is it that you cried out, stay together? I don't know why I spoke like that. But now when we look back, you can say, it wasn't Brother George.
Brother George.
Evidence by what we see now, the Holy Spirit was crying out, stay together, and at the right time, I will reveal to you who the next pastor will
be.
Now, we all know that the Irish are known for drinking and having a temper. Abraham Lincoln had a subtle temper.
Abraham Lincoln,
and we know Brother Branham had a subtle temper.
Brother Branham,
he was going to shoot one of the boys that poisoned his dog. So these two characters, God was already preparing for their ultimate offices. Relax. Lincoln's father was a Republican.
Baba Lincoln wakanga vari Republican.
Brother Branham's father was a Republican.
Baba Brother Branham wanga vari Republican.
The prophet says it in Uncertain Sound, page 30.
1961.
Page 30,
Marizia,
1961. Now, you tell me, we are not even a quarter through the sermon. If the comparisons are so perfect, can man do that 100 years apart? It has to be God who knew what was coming 100 years after Abraham Lincoln. When God took our beloved pastor that Monday, do you think God didn't know who will replace him?
So
we become narrow in our vision sometimes. So let us stop this fighting. Amen. Let us stop this fighting. We serve a God who knows things 1,000 years after, 100 years after. He is not in time. God is in eternity. He knows all things. Abram's family moved from Kentucky to Indiana.
Lincoln.
And Brother Branham's family moved from Kentucky to Indiana.
Brother Branham, Kentucky, Indiana.
Who engineers such things? Listen to this one. I'm going to say it very slow. Abram Lincoln's father
Abraham Lincoln
sold his land for whiskey.
Vakatengesa munda wavo nekuda kwehwahwa. whiskey.
William Branham's father
Baba William Branham
sold whiskey from his land. Look at that thin line of similarity. And I beg your attention this morning. Who designed such things? If the God of the prophet designed it, and you believe that prophet's message, relax. Relax, church. Abraham Lincoln was born in 1809.
Abraham Lincoln akaberekwa muna 1809.
Brother Branham was born 1909.
Brother Branham akaberekwa 1909.
Abraham Lincoln was born at sunrise.
Abraham Lincoln akaberekwa pabuda kwezuma mangwanani.
Brother Branham was born at sunrise.
Brother Branham akaberekwa nguva imwe
chete. Abraham Lincoln was born in a log cabin.
Abraham Lincoln akaberekwa mulog
cabin. Brother Branham was born in a log cabin.
Branham akaberekwa mumba
yakadaro. Abraham Lincoln fetched water from a well.
Abraham Lincoln aitora mvura kubva
kuchime. William Branham fetched water from a well.
William Branham aita zvimwe chete.
Abraham Lincoln had one sister.
Abraham Lincoln anga nehanzvadzi
chete. Called Sarah.
Ainzi Sarah.
Brother Branham had one sister called Dolores.
Anga vaine hanzvadzi imwe chete ainzi Dolores.
I think by now you see what we are trying to do. We are trying to heal you with the word. That's my brother right here, isn't it?
God bless.
Yeah. Just get a healing, relax. It is natural to like and not like somebody. It's natural. I have people I like in the message, I'm honest. And I have people I am trying to like. I didn't say I don't like them. Did I say that? No, I said I am trying to like
them.
So please do not self-condemn yourself. If you don't gel with somebody, just give it time. When the Holy Spirit continues to oil us, we will slide into each other nicely. No more rubbing and friction. We need the oil of the Holy Ghost. God bless you. Mafuta, I like that. Mafuta. They say Abraham Lincoln's first letter was written to a man of God called Reverend Elkins.
Reverend Elkins.
Watch. His first letter was written to a man of God called Elkins.
Elkins.
Brother Branham's first letter was written to God. Elohim.
Elohim.
The other one is Elkins.
Elkins.
And this one is Elohim.
Elohim.
Let's give God the praise again. If I can succeed in relaxing your nerves, that if God is in control of the lives of men, by Sunday when we do part two, how do you choose leaders? You will all be relaxed. Amen?
Amen.
That is the purpose.
Do chinangwech.
And then of course, when you compare these two men, both forefathers coming from Ireland, Ireland is spelled in seven alphabets.
Ireland in Mavara, seven.
Abraham is seven letters.
Abraham, seven.
Lincoln, seven letters.
Lincoln, seven.
Branham, seven letters.
Branham, seven.
It's amazing. And listen to this. When you take Abraham Lincoln's father was called Thomas.
Baba Abraham Lincoln means Thomas.
He died young.
Waka fawari mudiki.
You take Charles Branham.
Motora Charles Branham.
He died young.
Waka fawari mudiki.
At the age of 52.
Aine makore 52.
So what is God doing this for? You hang on in there, you will see the motive and objective.
Or
why God was doing this to these two men
100
years apart.
Then
on Sunday, when we address the question of motive and objective, whoever you are of the candidates, I really don't know you, and I'm happy for that. So that I cannot be accused of siding or I'm not doing that. I don't know who they are. But the question will come up. If you are not giving in so that the other one should be pastor, what is your motive and objective for contending for the position? If it is money driven, you are the wrong one. If it is, I'm not sure. I think that kitty is just about bulging over with all the excess madolasis. Then you are the wrong one. Because Brother Branham says, a true servant of God will say, even if I eat soda crackers and drink branch water, I will serve God. When I became first deacon of the church in
Pretoria,
I used to do house visit on my own feet. I have no transport. I used to walk. It was a joy to visit God's children. Never dreamt that someday I would be pastor, never pushed for it. My first transport was a rally bicycle.
Right.
I was doing house visit on a bicycle. As the years went, my first little car was an Austin Mini Apache.
1300.
I'm trying to show you that the motive was not, I want the big church at Eastleigh. You know, that one that stands at the corner on the way to Rusapi, somewhere there. I know the Rusapi road is up there, but I'm saying, you know, that next to the car wash. We have to examine ourselves. Because when God ordained Samuel to anoint
David,
God told Samuel, man looks at the outward stature, but God looks at the heart. We are looking for a man that will pick up the cudgels where our dear pastor left off. And lead this church to the body change. We are not looking for the ANC, the DA,
ZANU, ZAPU,
parties in the church. We are looking for a Holy Ghost filled man that will unite the different factions and take this church back to the unity it was. I have a few believers in my church from this church. Yes, job-wise, they are in Joburg, Pretoria. They come to our church. They sent me with these words to you. Though we are with George Martin in Pretoria, our roots are
Eastleigh.
Go tell them we are in prayer for your unity.
Amen.
Watch this. In 1816, the state of Indiana was admitted as a free state in the Union, United States.
Right. Indiana yakagamuchirwa mu United States kana munyika dzakabatana dzakazonzi USA.
100 years later in 1916, at the age of 7, God admits Brother Branham
Brother Branham vanobvuma
to live in a free state from defilement. Defile not your body.
Vanotendera Brother Branham kuti vagare mu free state isina kusvibiswa.
One is a state of the union of the 52 states of America. Politics.
Makore manyika 52 dze kuAmerica zonzi USA.
Politics.
Politics.
This one is another free state.
You know, the imwe nyika yakasunungurwa.
Live clean.
Raramai makachena.
For the Lord Jesus.
Maka muchichenera tenzi Jesu Christ.
Both men started out with very little education.
Varume vaira vakatanga vasina dzidzo yakawanda.
Both men loved four books or three books among many books. A.B. Lincoln loved to read his Bible.
Abraham Lincoln
loved to read Fox's Book of Martyrs and Pilgrim's Progress. Brother Branham, exactly the same.
Brother Branham,
Abraham Lincoln never drank.
Abraham Lincoln,
he never smoked. He never womanized. The voice of God says to Brother Branham, don't drink, don't smoke, don't defile your body. Why?
Say,
for I have a job for you to do when you get old. Abraham Lincoln was once challenged by a friend to drink.
Abraham Lincoln.
William Branham was once challenged by a girlfriend to smoke.
William Branham akadenwa nekachisikana kunzi puta.
Both of them passed the test.
Varume vaviri vakakunda mwedzo.
Amen. Well, three pastors went on holiday.
Vafudzi vatatu vakaenda holiday.
They decided to go up to this. What is this dam you have up here? Not the one where pastor was. Where Matanga comes, not Matanga now, Peter comes from.
Kariba.
Kariba. Yeah. They decided to go to Kariba for a bit of a rest. We are preparing for Sunday. 3 weeks. Resting. Pastors, ministers are always nervous in the presence of one another until they know each other.
Yes.
Each one wants to prove I'm spiritual. So for the first week they were not talking. Second week they began to relax. Third week they were laughing. They were having a good time. So the one pastor said, hey, I have a confession to make. The other two were a little nervous.
Say,
okay, brother, go ahead. My problem. When those offerings come in, those coins, I know the trustees never count them. I do take a few, you know, I'm guilty.
Yeah.
I must buy chinkwa. The others were quiet. The second one, after a long silence, said, I also have a confession. Hey, me, it's the communion wine. But the third one wasn't saying anything. So the two were very nervous, like, you, he must be the holiest. So they started putting pressure on him to say, you mean you don't? Eventually, you know what he said? I hope there was a telephone near here. You didn't catch it. His problem was
acid.
So which pastor are you going to be?
Because
some of them, they look very holy, but on social media, they can't keep their hands off of social media and telephone. WhatsApp, Instagram, Twitter. See, they've gone quiet. If you can stop those things, this church will heal. Spend your time on your knees. I'm not saying now and then you shouldn't be saying I'm praying for you on Twitter. I'm not saying that, you know. But you know what I mean. You know what? They say Abraham Lincoln's favorite scripture. Well, 2 Samuel 7, 8.
2 Samuel 7, verse 8.
I have taken you from the sheepcote and gave you a name among the great men. And in volume 7, number 1, Works as Faith Express, paragraph 39, 278, the prophet says, my favorite scripture, I have taken you from the sheepcote and I've given you a name among the great names. How can two men's lives be so similar? One is in the natural realm and the other one in the spiritual realm. It's because God has an aim at the end for both men. They say Abraham Lincoln felt comfortable out there in the woods. He loved nature. He loved outdoors. He loved the hills and the valleys. I don't have to tell you about your prophet, our prophet. He says, in the millennium, when you hear somebody sing Amazing Grace, resonating from the hills and the valleys somewhere, you must say, praise God, William Branham made it. You see, today we love the wrong things. These men loved God's creation. We love pin-up models. We love, I don't say I do, I say we.
That is true.
Let us refocus ourselves. Come back to what brought you here in the first place. Hold on to it. Zip up. Be on your knees,
Namata,
and you'll see this church come out on the other side victorious. Amen.
Amen.
They say Abraham Lincoln was a good shot. He shot very well. William Branham was a good shot. A.B. Lincoln only shot animals for food.
Abraham Lincoln,
Brother Branham didn't shoot for sport, he also shot for food.
Brother Branham, vaipfura mukaze kujika.
Oh my! They say Abraham Lincoln loved law, you know, natural law.
Abraham Lincoln, aifarira zvemurao wepasipano.
Brother Branham loved the perfect law of liberty.
Brother Branham, vaifarira murao wakachena,
which is James 1:25.
James 1, verse 25.
Brother, I'm getting goosebumps as I'm preaching these things. Because I'm trying to settle you to where you will say, Lord, you already prepared that man. When Abraham Lincoln had to make his first public speech, he loaned a suit. When Brother Branham had to preach his first
convention,
he loaned a suit. They say Abraham Lincoln throughout his life, he had a worrisome debt that he couldn't pay. Volume 3:18. The Absolute.
Marriage of the Absolute.
1962. The tax man in America slapped Brother Branham with $350,000 tax he couldn't pay.
Zimra America yakati Brother Branham nechikwereti. $350,000.
Do you realize how much that was in the 60s?
$350,000.
It would be in the millions today. So sometimes when things don't go right with you, don't despair. God could be carving out a character that he needs out of you for the future. Amen.
Amen.
Are we still in agreement? The Lord bless you. So both men came from a very poor background. Now, this message I preached 15 years before they compared Abraham Lincoln to John F. Kennedy.
JF Kennedy
does not fit Abraham Lincoln.
JF Kennedy apindirani na Abraham Lincoln.
JF Kennedy came from a rich background.
JF Kennedy akabva kuimba yanga ine upfumi.
Abe Lincoln came from a poor background.
Abe Lincoln akabva kuimba yanga ine urombo.
Abe Lincoln never womanized. It's a well-known fact that JFK womanized.
JF Kennedy munongoziva nyaya yacho.
I'm teaching you something. When God is preparing to establish his man, Satan will try and have a duplicate to throw you off. They say Abraham Lincoln fought very well with his own fists. He could defend himself. I'm going to say something. Please don't laugh. In my growing days, not only did I sing in a band, I was boxing for the provincial. You don't know that, do you?
Provincial.
Yes. I can tell you about uppercut and overhand right. So don't tempt me. Because there are times that old nature wants to come up, because sometimes the brothers can drive you up the wall. So what I do is, I stay away from them. I don't even like choke and say, hey, brother, you know, because they turn it around. They once the brother George was joking with the brother, they'll say he was hitting the brother. So stay away from people of that nature, because no matter your good intention, they will twist it. Amen. It's even best not to call such a person, because they will record you on the phone and then splice, cut the tape and make you say things you never
said.
The best position in such matters is on your knees. Brother Branham was good with his own fists, you know that. Brother Branham never lost a fight while he was a boxer. Brother Branham had 9 knockouts. He won 16 fights with those 9, among them the 9 knockouts. The 17th one, he dropped boxing. 17, his system changed.
17,
so he went to fight another way. That is the way I'm introducing to you this morning. Let us fight this battle another way. Amen.
Amen.
You know, both men were known by their nicknames. Abraham was called
Abe.
William Branham, William was called Bill.
William and Bill.
Both were well known by the abbreviation of their
names.
But they say one time Abraham Lincoln had a man who cheeked him. Today Americans say sassed him. We say was cheeky against me.
Abraham Lincoln,
and they say A.B. Lincoln gave him a few.
Abraham Lincoln,
Brother Branham was given a vision where his old friend called Raymond King was going to bulldoze his gates and his walls of the fence. In the vision, Brother Branham did hit the man in the vision.
Brother Branham
picked him up. Then the Lord came to me and said, we can amend this vision. You see, there are people today saying, oh, Brother Branham's vision's missed. I wish I had 3 days to preach to you. God can give a vision and God can amend it. Because in the vision, Brother Branham was going to swat that Raymond King. He was going to give it to him. And then God says, when you see that vision run, bypass this. Bypass this. Eastly, bypass this. Say it after me. Bypass this. He says it in the message, what is the attraction on the mountain?
What is the attraction on the mountain?
Paragraph 130. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God bless you. Yes. So God can give a vision and God can modify, amend it, whatever. It's God. Now, as we hit our halfway before we taper down to closing, with me, it's not how long I speak. It's what I say in a short time. I think by now you know. I'm not against a brother who wants to take you through the wilderness 40 years in his sermon. It's up to you if you want to follow in the wilderness, going round and round. He said this thing 30 minutes ago, he comes back, he says it again. Say one thing and move forward. God bless you. Both Abraham Lincoln and William Branham,
Abraham Lincoln and William Branham
had people whose names were Smith. This one blessed me. Listen to this. Brother Branham had a George Smith, son-in-law, George Smith.
George Smith.
Brother Branham had another George Smith who trained him how to box.
Brother Branham, George Smith,
is that right?
Amen. 6 seconds.
Brother Branham, that's it, 6 seconds, Smith, you're right. Brother Branham even had a Methodist preacher called Smith.
Brother Branham, manga wa ini shamari Methodist James Smith.
And if you read the life of Abraham Lincoln,
mukaveringa upenyu wa Abraham Lincoln,
there were people with the Smith surnames in his circle of friends.
Paivani vanhu vaishandisa surname kuti Smith mushamari dzavaitamba nadzo.
When you look at Abraham Lincoln, there was a
Lee.
Robert E. Lee.
Robert E. Lee.
When you look at Brother Branham, there was Lee
Vale.
Who designs one's life to be like that if it's not God? Amen. In Abraham Lincoln's life, there was a Jackson. In Brother Branham's life, there was a Sidney
Jackson.
In A.B. Lincoln's life, he had a friend called Green. He was called an associate. Brother Branham, in Things That Are To Be, 1965, he says, Brother Green, Perry Green, my associate.
I'm associate one.
My breath is just about leaving me. I am overwhelmed. I'm humbled. We are sitting with such rich, luxurious nuggets. Let us not allow Satan to come and cut us down with all these beautiful things in our
hands.
I'm going to share with you, I may have shared it here, I don't know. We all fight the one enemy, Satan. He fights everybody. When I was growing up as a Christian, in my early days, he would always attack me with memory flashbacks. We all have them, flashbacks. You are in a service. Something nice is coming from the pulpit. you want to raise your hands to say, amen. Just the minute you begin to raise your hands, the devil whispers. He says, remember what you did in
1972?
And then the hands come down. There's no amen, there's no
amen.
So I was praying. I
said,
Lord, help me. It was a little voice in the heart, not a voice from out there. We have many people in the message who claim to hear voices. I don't mean that way. A little voice in the heart.
Says,
next time the devil shows you your past, you show him his future. Amen.
Amen.
And when I started applying that, it works. The devil doesn't like to be reminded that he's going to the lake of fire. So every time he says, George, I say, Satan.
Yeah.
And he leaves you immediately. Hallelujah. It is written, you tell him. Your end is a lake of fire. My end is a wedding supper. The millennium. The new city.
Hallelujah.
I said I wasn't going to preach, excuse me. But it's getting to be lovely behind this pulpit. You are wonderful people. Why don't you give yourselves a round of applause? Don't let the devil tell you are bad. You are good people. This one, I don't have to even say. They say, Abraham Lincoln loved hats. Look at Brother Branham with the pictures of the 40s and the 50s and the 60s.
Brother Branham.
He loved his hats. They say Abe Lincoln modified a steamboat in 1849.
Abraham Lincoln akagadzirisa steamboat muna 1849.
Brother Branham modified a Winchester Weatherby Magnum.
Brother Branham vakatora futi inonzi Winchester Weatherby Magnum.
So both men were good with their own hands. Varume avaigona kushandisa maoko avo. Amen. Brother Branham, they say, love to say,
Brother Branham, my father,
I have never changed one iota in my doctrine. Abe Lincoln used to say,
Abraham Lincoln,
I intend no modification or change to my often expressed wish. Both men stuck to their convictions till the end. They say Abe Lincoln was well known for encouraging younger soldiers in taking sides with Jesus, paragraph 82. Brother Branham says, train them young men into the ministry. One is a natural soldier. The other one is a spiritual soldier. Oh, hallelujah. They say Abraham Lincoln's bitterest opponent was a man called Stephen A. Douglas. Brother Branham's bitterest opponent was Reverend Best.
Mr. Reverend Best.
So both men had men who wanted them destroyed right there. In your journey as a Christian, do not be surprised if somebody wants you destroyed. God has showed you examples of men who had it too, but they overcame. Years ago, I'm talking 1987, when I heard my first split in the church, because the one group wanted tapes of a famous preacher from New York to be played in the church. And I said, no, we came from there. We must now stick to Brother Branham's tapes. So the church split. In the middle. We were 50 adults, 25 left me, I was left with
25.
I'm down at the post office some 2-3 months later.
Post office.
One of the brothers who split meets me there. Very demonstrative type of brother. I raised him in the gospel. Baptized him everything. Taught him the message. Now he feels he knows the quote. And he comes to me like this. At the post office. He says, I wish I can destroy your ministry. I'm standing there. I said, brother, that's not you speaking. I didn't say, me too, I will destroy you. I said, it's not you speaking, my brother. Well, he later apologized some years later, but he died young. We pay for such things. You will pay. Do what's right and live longer for your family. And I'm not saying God took a pastor at young because he did something wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm talking to you now. You know what they say? They say,
Abraham Lincoln
loved to go to a theater called Ford.
I started to theater. You know the Ford.
Brother Branham loved a Ford model motor car.
Brother Branham, I started a motor car. You know the Ford.
So in both men's lives, there's a Ford and there's a Ford.
Pangaba in a Fordy, in a Fordy.
Do you know that Abraham Lincoln was once physically, let me use the right word. He was physically barred from attending a meeting.
Abraham Lincoln akatorambidzwa kupinda musangano nechisimba.
How do you know?
Komunoziva si.
Brother Branham had to go preach for Matson Bozay.
Paridzira Matson Bozay.
And some brethren were against Matson Bozay.
Dzimwe hama dzanga dzisingafariri Matson Bozay.
And when they heard Brother Branham was going to go there, they wrestled Brother Branham down. To hinder him from going there. So both men were physically manhandled, but they never retaliated. Amen. Abraham Lincoln wrote a wedding song. Brother Branham wrote the third stanza of On the Wings of a Snow White Dove.
Brother Branham stanza number 3, your song, On the Wings of a Snow White Dove.
Can you see the comparisons? Abraham Lincoln said,
Abraham Lincoln,
if I was given 6 hours to chop down that tree, I'll spend the first 4 hours sharpening the axe. What wisdom is this? Because if you're going to use an axe that is not sharp, you'll still be chopping the tree 10 hours later. So for us in preparation to choose whoever will be pastor, let us sharpen our senses. Because somebody is going to have to be pastor. Is that right? We thank God that in the meanwhile, according to the quote, the deacon board with the head of the deacon board, they are keeping the church going because it's a stricter office. So if the pastor is not there, then the one very closest, strictest must be running things.
But
you see, then there's a mujaya that says,
there's a young man.
Yeah, Mujaya is trying to say. People think they know quotes. You may, intellectually. But quotes need to be balanced. I have time. I'm going to relate an example. I may have given it here. I don't know. Years ago, I'm 27 years of age. young preacher. I've never left the country to go anywhere. I get my first opportunity, I'm going to fly in an aeroplane and fly to New York.
Woo!
So I'm spending nights memorizing the quotes. I'm ready for New York. When I landed JFK, Orlando Hunt, the one ordained by Brother Branham with Brother Coleman, he comes to pick me up.
Orlando Hunt, we are God's going to Brother Branham, Pangwechitina, Joseph Coleman, I got on the tour.
Big man. But he's chewing bubble gum.
Hello,
Brother George Martin.
How are you, Brother George Martin?
How are you, brother?
Martin, Hammer.
Right there, I'm thinking. Book volume number.
Volume number.
It's page. It's paragraph.
Paragraph.
On the right hand side at the top. That's how I'd memorize the quotes. The prophet says Christians don't smoke, they don't curse, they don't chew. Now I'm thinking, this man was ordained by Brother
Branham.
And he's chewing. I'm quiet. Takes the luggage to the car. I'm moving to the passenger seat. The gear side, the lever, the console is full of sticks of gum.
Bubblegum.
I'm having a difficult time with that quote. I'm going to show you how what I mean by quote. Now we're driving down 42nd Street. The brother is doing his best to say, that building, that is the Empire State Building. That is, I'm not worried. I'm worried about the chewing. So after a while, I don't know what moved him to offer me the bubble gum. Would you like? Now I was ready. I said, Brother Hunt, book volume, page, paragraph, and on the right-hand side at the top. The prophet says Christians don't smoke, curse, or chew. It starts laughing. Now I am really thrown to the dogs. He's laughing at a quote. Then he says, the quote is okay, Brother Martin. But you quote it out of context. I had never heard those words before. That a quote can be right, you are reading it, but it's not contextual. It doesn't fit the situation correctly. I said, Lord, what is this? Then when he opened his mouth next time, he hit me right here. He said, you see, Brother Branham's American English is not the British English. Now I'm listening. He says, smoking and cursing, we all understand it. I said, yes. He says, but the chewing he's referring to is not bubble gum. The American Indians chew their tobacco. I said, you are right. He says, now the quote has found its context. We are preparing for Sunday. I'll be reading a few quotes, which maybe you've read also. But then we are going to ask God to give us a proper context. They say Abraham Lincoln was none. The prophet says, why am I against organized religion? Why we are not a denomination? Is that right? They say Abraham Lincoln was often cheated by those closest to him. Do you know that Brother Branham was cheated out of his tent and his tent equipment?
Brother Branham vakatsotswa tent nezvese zvinoshandiswa
imomo. By a very close friend? Nemurume anga ari pedo navo. If you want to know the name, I can tell you after church. They say Abraham Lincoln loved to store up things. The prophet says, in volume 13, number 7,
volume 13, stroke 7,
Christ is the mystery of God revealed, paragraph 90.
Christ is the mystery of God revealed, paragraph 90.
Store up vegetables.
Vegetables.
Store up the tapes. Those luscious things, when you listen to the tapes, you say, amen. Store up food. Do you know what, brothers? If you can listen to a tape a day or a message a day, do you know you'll have no time for social media? You'll have no time to go, what is happening now? What kills message people the most today is misdirected curiosity. Curious in the wrong things. I'm Curious George. You know the character called Curious
George?
But I like to use my curiosity to go into the Bible, to go into the quotes. Maybe that explains why I'm not on Facebook. I have no time. I will use WhatsApp very sparingly. Have you noticed when I write you just one or two lines? Sometimes I don't even say good morning. Because you may not be having a good morning. So I just go straight to my point. Arriving at Harare Airport
11:15.
Sometimes you need to do that. Have you heard brother so-and-so beat up the wife? Have you heard? No, she beat his ear. You will be on the social media the whole day. God bless you. Abraham Lincoln, finally, before we close.
Abraham Lincoln,
was called to almost the highest, actually the highest office in the land. President. Correct? Do you know in the message, Standing in the Gap, paragraph 121?
Standing in the Gap, paragraph 121.
The angel told Brother Branham, you are called higher than all of them.
Brother Branham,
watch us go rapid now. Abraham Lincoln loved a woman called Anne Rutledge, but she died.
Abraham Lincoln, Anne Rutledge.
Brother Branham loved a woman called Hope, and she died.
Brother Branham read Hope from back. Akashayka.
Anne Rutledge, 12 alphabets.
Anne Rutledge, Mavarachu 12.
Hope Brumbach, 12 alphabets.
12 alphabets.
Abraham Lincoln lost a dear child to death.
Abraham Lincoln akarasikirwa nemwana kurufu.
Brother Branham lost a dear child, Sharon Rose, to death.
Brother Branham akarasikirwa na Sharon Rose.
A.B. Lincoln nearly lost his mind after the death of the child.
Abraham Lincoln akatopotsarasa njere mushure mekufa.
Brother Branham nearly lost his mind after the death of Sharon.
Brother Branham akatopotsa varasika njere
nekuda kwemwana. Abraham Lincoln later married a woman called Mary Todd.
Brother Branham
Abraham Lincoln
akazorora
remarried. Brother Branham later remarried a woman, Meedy.
Brother Branham looks Roram's mind's Meedy.
Mary, 4 alphabets.
Mary, 4 letters.
Meedy, 4 letters.
Meedy, 4 letters.
God bless you. I heard you say ish. That's what we say in South Africa.
South Africa.
Because you see, it's so exciting. Have you noticed you feel much better now? That's what the word does. Now, if you can take this and go home and wait until you'll feel good all the time. Stay in the word. In
1833,
President Jackson appointed A.B. Lincoln as postmaster.
President Jackson vakapa A.B. Lincoln chigaro chekuti postmaster.
100 years later, 1933.
Makore 100 mushure mazvo muna 1933.
God appointed Brother Branham as a postmaster.
Mari vakati Brother Branham ndiye postmaster.
Take this message to the whole world.
Iwe tora tsamba iyi unopa nyika yose.
100 years exactly.
Makore
apart.
100. Chayo chayo.
Do you know that A.B. Lincoln married in 1841?
Abraham Lincoln agarora muna 1841.
God had to tell Brother Branham to marry in 1941.
Brother Branham vakaudzwa namari kuti chata muna 1941.
Exactly 100 years apart.
Makore 100.
In 1846,
muna 1846,
Abraham Lincoln entered Congress.
Abraham Lincoln ndopakapinda muCongress.
In 1946,
muna 1946,
Brother Branham had a Congress meeting with an angel.
Brother Branham makava nemusangano weCongress.
Exactly 100 years apart.
Makore 100 chayo chayo.
In 1860, there were major elections in America.
Akava nema election makuru kuAmerica.
100 years later in 1960,
muna 1960,
Brother Branham went through elections in America.
Brother Branham makaenda nema election muAmerica.
Racial disturbance.
Akanga paine matambudziko.
JFK.
JFK.
Jacqueline Kennedy.
Jacqueline Kennedy.
Exactly 100 years apart.
Makore 100.
Abraham Lincoln lived through the rebellion of 1861.
Akapindana ne rumukumukira kwevanhu muna 1861.
Brother Branham lived through the riots of 1961.
Vakapindawo mukumukira kwevanhu.
Everything 100 years apart.
Zvinhu zvose zvakasiyana nemakore 100.
September of 1862.
September 1862.
They were preparing a document to free the slaves.
Vanga vachigadzira tsamba kana kuti gwaro rekusunungura varanda.
September of 1962.
Muna September 1962.
Exactly 100 years later.
Makore 100 mushure mazvo.
Brother Branham preached the countdown is on.
Brother Branham ndokubva aparidza maridzo ecountdown.
In 1863.
Muna 1863.
Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves.
Abraham Lincoln akasunungura napwa.
1963. Can you give us Revelation 18:13?
Revelation
18:13. You'll see how 100 years later,
mushure memakore 100,
William Branham's message freed these slaves.
Maridzo William Branham
akasunungura napwa. When those seals came down, they broke the denominational yoke over you.
Joko
so which slaves were we? There's this mother woman in Revelation 17 and
18.
She trades in cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves. So one freed natural slaves, 100 years later, spiritual slaves go free. Now you are beginning to see the wisdom of God in preparing you for Sunday. That God took his men from down here and trained them because God had an ultimate purpose for them. Abraham Lincoln fought for the Union of States.
Abraham Lincoln akarwira kubatanidzwa.
Brother Branham fought for the invisible union with Christ.
Brother Branham vakarwira kubatanidzwa kusingaoniki kwemwenga.
Is that right?
Amen.
Is that right?
Ndizvozvo here.
Oh my. What about the soldier who went AWOL, absent without official leave? AWOL.
Kokuzoti musoja akangoenda asina kukumbira nguva pabasa.
Abraham Lincoln pardoned him.
Abraham Lincoln ndokubvamu kuregerera.
Brother Branham comes in 1965.
Abraham ndokuya muna 1965.
He says you are pardoned.
Kanzi makaregererwa imi.
You see that?
Urikuzviona here izvi.
One gave a pardon 100 years before. Another one gives a pardon 100 years after.
100 years after.
They say Abraham Lincoln loved to say,
and Abraham Lincoln,
we are closing in a while.
Figa.
Your argument is as thin as soup made from the shadow of a chicken starved
Zino,
to death. And how many of you have heard Brother Branham use that statement over and over?
Brother Branham anogarava chitaura chitaurwa ichi nguva nenguva.
Could Brother Branham have styled himself? No, no. It's not possible with 100 years apart.
Azvibviri pane makore 100.
It is God who styled him.
Ndimwari.
Amen. So it has to be God who styles any officer.
Mwari ndiye anoumba.
Amen.
Chero mubati weoffice.
Ah, but I love this one. After A.B. Lincoln said, "You are free," he gave them one thing to do.
He
says, "When you see the sun rise, the next day, that declares your freedom." Is that right?
Amen.
And Brother Branham comes around,
Brother Branham,
and he preaches, "It is the rising of the sun."
It is the rising of the sun.
You are also free. Hallelujah. Ah, but the painful part comes here. And I trust that the Holy Spirit will comfort the Chesa family. Abraham Lincoln had a dream about his death.
Abraham Lincoln akava nechiroto pamusoro perufu rwake.
In Souls That Are in Prison, page 37.
That is the Souls That Are in Prison, page 37.
A sister told Brother Branham, "I had a dream about your death."
Pane hanzvadzi yakaudza Brother Branham kuti ndarota rufu rwenyu.
Abraham Lincoln knew that that church would kill him.
Abraham Lincoln aiziva kuti kereke ichamuraya.
Brother Branham says that church is fixing a way to kill me.
Brother Branham ndokuti church iri kugadzira nzira yekunduraya.
Amen.
Amen.
Tell me.
Nditaurirei.
If you fixed your life, would you fix your death too? Never.
Kana wakagadzirira upenyu wako, ungazogadzirira here kufa kwako?
None of us wants to die.
Hapana anoda kufa pano.
So this proves to us that God was in control all the time. Abraham Lincoln said,
Abraham Lincoln anoti,
"I will hit slavery so hard, even if it costs me my life someday." Brother Branham used the same words in volume 17, number 3. Doors in door. Paragraph 193, 194. He says, "I'll hit sin so hard, even if it costs me my life." Amen.
Amen.
Brother, Abe Lincoln was killed by a man called Booth.
Abraham Lincoln, Booth.
Booth is five letters.
Booth, my
Brother Branham was killed by a young boy called Ramos, who was driving the car. Five letters. Did you hear that? So Abe Lincoln died by man-made means.
Abraham Lincoln akafa nenzira dzakarongwa nemunhu.
William Branham died by man-made means.
William Branham akafa nenzira
imwechete. This one makes me want to jump. Abraham Lincoln was shot on a Friday.
Abraham Lincoln akapfurwa nemusoro Friday.
Brother Branham also on a Friday.
Brother Branham vakapfurirawo zvakare.
Abraham Lincoln died on a Friday.
Abraham Lincoln akafa musi Friday.
William Branham died on a Friday.
William Branham ndokufa musi Friday.
Abraham Lincoln died in 1865.
Abraham Lincoln 1865.
Brother Branham died in 1965.
Brother Branham 1965.
Brother Branham says in the Easter Seal,
Easter Seal
1965, paragraph 178, he says, "I see my end at age 56.
Ndikuona magumo angu 56.
When you turn 56 around, it gives you 65.
56 and over
65. Hello. Abraham Lincoln was buried in April.
Abraham Lincoln akavigwa muna April.
Brother Branham was buried in April.
Brother Branham akavigwa muna April.
The 11th of April.
So 11 April
1965. By now. Yeah, 66, sorry. Thank you, my brother. So one is April 1865. The other one is April, but he was supposed to be buried in 65. They kept his body because Sister Midi was still recovering.
Mungwaga vigwamo na 1865, Brother Branham, vayfana kuvigwamo na 65.
Correct, my brother. So,
vakachinget kwa shika.
So you may say, ah, but that one missed it. No.
Obata, aga zupoza.
Because now Brother Branham had to reveal the Son of Man. The body of the Son of Man 2,000 years ago was buried in
April.
So if this body was to reveal the Son of Man, they could have buried him in December of 1865. But to type Christ, they buried me April of
1966.
Both men were survived by their second wives. Amazing. And both men have cars named after them. Today in America,
they've Lincoln convertible.
And some of you brothers drive BMW convertibles. God bless you. You have been a wonderful audience. We'll see you on Sunday. You are healed.